Hello, Saints. So today I want to talk about a topic called Doctrines of Devils. And I'll start in 1 Timothy 4, 1-3. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats, which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. So that word, or those words, seared with a hot iron, means kotariazo in the Greek, and that means to brand or to cauterize, to mark by branding. I find that interesting. Speaking lies and hypocrisy, their conscience is seared with a hot iron, with sin. It's branded with sin. It's like, it reminds me of, we stand outside of Baptist churches, and we just stood outside of a Baptist Jubilee not too long ago. People would say, "I will always be Baptist. You'll never be able to change my mind. I'm gonna always be a Baptist." And they were so firm on that. That's what I kind of think about, is like you're branding it with the sin of being a Baptist in man-made tradition. You're searing your conscience. So the doctrines of devils are dangerous. They give the flesh what it wants, and they also give the spirit of man a false sense of peace and godliness that will end up damning their soul. These doctrines always make sin less serious than it is, adding, taking away, twisting the word of God to fit a flesh-pleasing end goal. 2 Peter 3:16. As also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, talking about Paul's epistles, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. That word rest, strabluo, in the Greek, means to wrench, that is, to torture by the rack. And if you don't know what torturing by the rack is, they would strap a man down to a rack, they would tie his hands to the corners, his feet to the corners, and they would stretch him apart, basically tearing him apart. So you can kind of imagine if the Word of God, Jesus Christ, John 1, the Word made flesh, how grievous it is to wrest the Word of God, to torture by the rack, pull it apart for your own uses. It's exactly what they do. The Lord of Lords is a God who requires obedience, and there's no way around this. And it just makes sense, because everything is designed for His glory. Revelation 4:11. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created. Yet most men don't have ears to hear this conclusion. Ecclesiastes 12:13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Rather, they designed ways around the worship of God to please their own selves. Romans 1:18-19. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. And that word hold means kateko in the Greek, and it means to hold down, to hold fast. So he's saying, who hold the truth in unrighteousness, who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, basically push it down. So worse than this, they take pleasure in unrighteousness, perverting, twisting, and corrupting. They take pleasure in unrighteousness, the perverting, the twisting, and corrupting of the Word of God and His creation. 2 Thessalonians 2:11-12. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion, and they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. This is exactly how we arrive at so many different denominations, churches, interpretations of the Word of God, because men love darkness and want to find ways around the simple truth 2 Corinthians 11:2-4. For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy, for I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you a chaste virgin to Christ. But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if you receive another spirit, which ye have not received, or another gospel, which ye have not accepted, ye might well bear with him. Many spirits have gone out into the world, as the scriptures say, 1 John 4, verse 1, Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. And many false Christs have come, just as Jesus said, Mark 13:22-23. For false Christs and false prophets shall rise, and shall show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect. But take ye heed, behold, I have foretold you all things. The Lord hates sin, and those who suppress the truth to continue in unrighteousness love a lie. Revelation 22:15. For without our dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. Be sure you're in the truth, saints and seekers, and not drawn away by the diversity of seducing spirits that are in the world, making excuses for sin and allowing unrighteousness to continue. 2 Corinthians 13:5. Examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates? So that was my study on doctrines of devils. And it's important to note, the doctrines of devils always make sin lighter than it is, or they make excuses to go outside of the Word of God. A good example is the Catholic Church. They have all these extra writings, extra biblical writings that they add into their worship, man-made traditions. I mean, they're paganized. They've added a whole bunch of stuff to the worship of God so far outside of the truth. This is a good example of doctrines of devils. And many times men like to twist and wrest the Word of God for control, for power, to make things lighter than the Word of God makes them, especially sin and error and going against the Word of God. Perhaps they want to keep something that they're doing, and so they twist and wrest, like I said, torture by the rack. They pull apart the Word of God and make it fit their own ideas, their own ways of going about things. Be very careful of these doctrines of devils, because many false prophets, many spirits have gone out into the world. It's why it's important to test it to the simplicity that is in Christ. The Word of God, made flesh, John 1, Jesus Christ. There's a lot of simplicity in him. It is a very hard path. The way is very narrow. You have to press into the kingdom of God, strive to enter in. But the doctrines, the truth, is very straightforward, and I believe it says, you know, let me see if I can find that verse. Let me see. Let me see if I can find this verse real quick. Something came to mind. Understanding simple, him that understand death, easy to him that understandeth. Yeah. So Proverbs 14:6-8. Let me just get that up. I like how the Holy Spirit just brings stuff to mind while I'm just speaking like this. Kind of cool. Proverbs 6:8. A scorner seeketh wisdom and findeth it not, but knowledge is easy unto him that understandeth. Go from the presence of a foolish man when thou perceivest not in him the lips of knowledge. The wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way, but the folly of fools is deceit. So that verse 6, but knowledge is easy unto him that understandeth. You understand the simplicity in Christ. You know you have to read the Word of God, you have to understand it, and you have to do it. You have to obey it. Because if you lay down your life, you're meek and submitted to the Word of God. It's being faithful in that which is least. The Lord left us His Word. He left us His Spirit. We have to be faithful with what He's given us. If we're not faithful with it, He's not going to give us more and more and more. And we won't be able to reign with Him if we're not faithful with His Word and the things that He gives us now. So make sure you test yourself. Make sure you're in the truth. I hope you have a good rest of your day or night, wherever you are. And God be praised.